Day 8. After breakfast we leave our hotel and drive to Hierapolis, but before we get there we stop at Laodicea ad Lycum. The site of one of the seven churches addressed by St. John in the book of Revelation, Revelation 3 verses 14 to 22, Laodicea is on a low hill on the south bank of the Lycus River, Kuruksu. As a commercial center, it had a large Jewish community. For St. John in Revelation, the Christians of Laodicea were neither hot nor cold, and because of their indifference he wanted to spew them out of his mouth. I know all your ways, you are neither hot or cold. How I wish you were either hot or cold. Because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Revelation 3 verses 15 to 17, St. John promised in the words of the Amen, Revelation 3 verse 14, that for those who were sensitive enough to hear and respond to what was being said, the Spirit would join them in the great feast. Here I stand knocking at the door. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sit down to supper with him and he with me, Revelation 3 verse 20, then we will drive to Pamukkale and Hierapolis, ancient city where St. Philip was martyred in 80 AD. Recently Italian archaeologists have discovered his martyrium, an octagonal chamber forming a double cross surrounded by a square. St. Philip lived here after the apostles scattered from Jerusalem. Hierapolis is listed in the New Testament along with Laodicea as the center of Epaphras's work, Colossians 4 verse 13. Your tour in Pamukkale will include visits both to the ancient city of Hierapolis with its staggering ancient necropolis and the picturesque cotton-white cascades of hot springs. Arriving to the hotel after a series photo breaks. Dinner and overnight in Pamukkale.